thoughts. And the key to that trap is my name, my brethren. If I perish, the trap collapses, and the gateway stands open to the world. He laughed again. The male who spoke the least when they gathered spat angrily and made to depart. After hesitating, the other two followed. There was nothing more to be said. Mad laughter pursued them down the endless spiral of the stairs. The woman observed,
"Maybe he can't be conquered, but while he persists in facing south, he offers us no peril. Let us ignore him henceforth."
"Three against two, then," her companion grumbled. The other, in the lead, grunted.
"But there is one in the swamps whose debt of anger might be manipulated if we grow desperate. And we have gold. Always there are tools to be found in the ranks of the enemy when gold is allowed to speak. Not so?"
She laughed. Her laughter was almost as crazy as that pealing out above. Chapter 27 Night Strife. I gave Murgan my dirtiest look as he rode up. He understood it. We would talk later. For the moment, he said,
"You told me to keep an eye on them."
Swan reached me a moment later.
"Gods, you guys move fast.
I'm shot."
He made an obscene gesture at the sky.
"We leave 5 minutes after you and find out you had time to take a couple of breaks and still stay ahead of us."
He shook his head.
"Bunch of iron men. Told you I wasn't cut out for this crap, Cordy."
"Where is everybody?" Murgan asked.
"I don't know. We got ambushed. We got separated."
Mather, Swan, and Blade exchanged glances. Swan asked,
"Little brown guys, all wrinkly."
"You know them?"
"We had a run-in with them when we were headed north. Man, I got me a brainstorm. We going to jaw. Let's do it out of the rain. My lumbago is killing me."
"Lumbago?" Mather asked. "When did you come up with lumbago?"
"When I forgot my hat and it started raining on my head. Blade, you was in this place last year. They got like an inn or something."
Blade didn't say anything, just turned his horse and headed out. He was an odd one, for sure. But Swan thought he was an all right guy. And I liked Swan, as much as I could like anybody who worked for somebody who was trying to play games with me. I was about to follow up last with Murgan when Murgan said,
"Hold up, somebody's coming."
He pointed. I looked into the drizzle to the south and saw three shapes, riders coming in. Their mounts were tall enough that they could be nothing but ladies' gifts. Swan cursed the delay, but we waited. The three were Hagop, Otto, and Leroy Shadid. Shadid looked ragged, and Hagop and Otto were wounded. "Damn you two, can't you take a crap without getting hurt?" In the 30 or so years I had known them, it seemed they had come up wounded about 3 times a year, and survived everything. I'd begun to suspect they were immortal, and the blood was the price they paid. "They piled an ambush on top of the ambush, Croker," Hagop said. "They ran us down that valley right into another gang on horseback." My stomach tightened. "And?" He put on a feeble grin. "I figure they're sorry they did. We cut them up bad." "Where are the others?"
"I don't know. We scattered.